Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we kick off hour number two. Good to have you with us on a Monday afternoon. In hour number one, in case you're just joining us, we made fun of the Dallas Cowboys for Greek line dancing. Double A said the Dallas Cowboys are cool for doing it. Brian Schottenheimer is going to win the coach of the year, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, you went a little bit too far on that one.
Theater of the mind, my friend.
Well,
I am looking currently for a Brian Schottenheimer coach of the year prop.
Yeah.
I have to find it. In the NFL futures, I have two accounts. I have one.
Tell them that.
What?
You're not supposed to say you have multiple accounts.
Oh, sorry. I have one account.
Yes.
I'm one account. Yes. I'm trying to find it. I've been unsuccessful so far. Maybe the odds are so great that Brian Schottenheimer.
I was going to say they could just not be on the board.
Could you imagine if Brian Schottenheimer does win Coach of the Year? You know who did win Coach of the Year, baby?
That's right.
Carbs!
You know, you sent me a rundown this morning, and there was one thing that was on it, or one thing that wasn't on it, and it was this.
That was conspicuously absent?
Yeah.
It's because I wanted to hit you, like, out of nowhere.
Well, considering that I knew I was doing a show with you, yeah. I figured we'd talk, especially if Kevin touched on it, you were going to touch on it.
Carbs, first of all, today is kind of sort of an interesting day, because we might find out at 5:30 that TJ Oshie is...
We can say it. Retiring. We have no knowledge. However, it's been a year and a half. You'd be deluding yourself if you thought he was coming back.
Correct.
His back injuries were really bad at the end of last year.
I would say this. He can move around just fine.
Like, he can do a normal everyday life.
I literally was hanging out with him in the locker room after Ovechkin broke the record.
Are you a flexor?
Of course, right? I mean, look at these biceps, man.
Okay, yeah.
These biceps.
We need to get you on camera more.
All right. It's a little show that everybody forgot about. Anyway.
They're afraid you can't operate a camera, I think.
They shouldn't. I might break the camera.
Listen.
I mean, with this not-so-girlish physique.
We got some expensive equipment around here. I can't have you...
I mean, there are high-end digital displays of stuff all everywhere you go. Every move that you make is just being, you know... like the cameras they use for the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those kind of cameras, right?
Yeah, they're not 4K, they're 8K.
Right. Yeah. Right, they're 20K.
Sure, yeah.
Right. But anyway, where was I going with this? Oh, so TJ Oshie at 5:30 today is going to have an announcement.
A special announcement.
A special announcement. Now, I do actually think it's going to be two things.
I'm joining ESPN, too.
No. However, I do think he will announce his retirement.
For sure. I'm expecting it.
I do think there's maybe a chance, maybe a chance that he announces his intention to retire and then kind of doesn't officially file paperwork because his contract is up, right? His contract is up with the Capitals, so
yeah.
He doesn't have to be put on long-term injured reserve or anything like that, right? Technically, he's a free agent. So maybe he doesn't officially file, but he announces his intention to. I don't know. But then also, and I mentioned this mid-last week because I didn't know about it. Apparently, he's got a new documentary coming out.
Yes.
Named Coach,
mm-hmm.
which is obviously the story of him and his late dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and that's, I believe, out this upcoming weekend for Father's Day.
Something like that, yeah.
So I'm guessing it's both of those things. That's
sure.
what I'm guessing. I don't know for sure, but that's what I'm guessing. And my first reaction, obviously, I think like most, was I thought he would retire. So that's going on this afternoon at 5:30. I guess you can watch it on Monumental. I've got it set to record because I won't be home in time. I was thinking about going, then I was like, oh, God, Monday afternoon. In the summer.
In the district.
In Georgetown.
Not getting nowhere.
I don't feel like being out until 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
9:30. I'm tired. I'm an old man. My feet hurt. and I've got the Stanley Cup to watch.
Yeah.
So with all due respect to my guy TJ Oshie, who I love. I mean, TJ Oshie is not my favorite player, but he's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
He's pretty damn close. And I remember during the Stanley Cup final, and that playoff run, having been at a lot of those games, all the home games, and some of the road games, of course, in Vegas, the little things that TJ Oshie did were so crucial. Digging pucks out of the corner, he doesn't have a Tom Wilson body, right? This mm-hmm. just in. He's not built like a Tonka truck, right? But TJ Oshie just had a will, a heart,
grit,
guts, a tenacity
mm-hmm.
about him. In addition to being pretty talented as a scorer, and everybody remembers what he did in the Olympics and so on and so forth.
You
just right, and he scored a lot of big goals both with the St. Louis Blues and the Capitals. TJ Oshie. If today is what we kind of expect, had a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant career. And you have to kind of wonder, being that he spent 7 years of it on the ice here, right? Does his number go to the Raptors?
77? Yeah, it could for sure.
Right?
I mean,
how many guys from that championship team? I mean, obviously, Alex, Backstrom.
Yeah, they're two easily.
I mean,
Oshie for sure, Carlson.
Well, is Oshie for sure? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
I think so.
Carlson's a for sure. That's why I said for sure.
So 74, 77?
Yeah, I could see 77 getting retired. I would like it to, as a fan who just, you know, like, when I was growing up and then we got TJ Oshie, that was like, oh my God, we got this guy type moment. And I had never really had, obviously the Commanders and / Redskins and all that, but they would always do it with aging guys who were pretty much on their way out. TJ had just come onto the scene. He just was coming off Sochi, like that whole Olympic run. So his name was big and bright.
Right.
So I would like it to be. I think Ted and company would also be in favor of that a little bit down the road, especially like we'll see how he does with, you know, in terms of media and keeping his name out there and stuff like that. But yeah, I would definitely like to see TJ's number get retired. I think that would be the four, though, because I'm having trouble.
Well, I mean, Holtby, right?
Yes, and another 70 off the board.
Even though Holtby didn't, and that's quite honestly, that's the other thing.
He didn't start the run.
Well, two things.
He saved the run.
Holtby didn't start the run.
He saved.
But
the
I'm
run.
Not going to punish him for that.
Yeah, it was more of a Trotz thing.
But you can, I mean, you can hang 70, 77, and 74.
Sure.
And not be like, oh, we, you know,
we're taking it. Like, oh, we jumped the gun
right,
on that.
We're taking away a really popular number. Not that those aren't used. They are used.
They are used plenty.
But, you know, you can kind of
find
get away
another number.
Because hockey has like a number system, almost like a football team without being the size of a football team, if that makes sense.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Right? I mean, in football, you go from zero to 99.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, in hockey.
Same thing.
Same thing. But you have 20 players per team.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess it's
17 and some change. Well, 19 yeah. if you count yeah. the goaltenders, but yeah.
Right. But you get the point. So I think eventually, and then the question becomes is when he retires, Tom Wilson?
Yeah. Like, and that's
because he's going to be the next captain.
He's going to be the next
year.
Captain. He's been kind of the heart and soul.
Right. So, I mean, it's good. I mean, Ovechkin, obviously. Backstrom, obviously.
Yeah. 819 up there
you
already.
You say Carlson, obviously. I agree, but I don't know if I would call it obviously.
If he's a one jersey guy for me, it's, yeah. It's no question.
Oshie is not an obvious, but it's a probably should be, right?
Yeah. Same with Holtby.
Even though he didn't play his whole career here. Holtby. I think those are five, but. But I think eventually, am I miss? I mean, Kuznetsov, no.
No.
Even though he was huge.
As much as
run.
I would love that, no.
Is there anybody else that I'm missing? Not Brooks Orpik, not Matt Niskanen, not Lars Eller, not Devontae. I mean, all of those guys contributed. And they
not
scored
Alex Chase
huge
on.
Goals. Not Alex Chason. Not Philip Grubauer?
Nah. In Seattle, maybe.
Who was the Christian Juice?
Oh,
remember him?
Good pull.
Remember him?
Good pull.
Yeah. He didn't start the playoffs either.
No, he didn't.
But he came in pretty quickly and solidified that back end. That's probably it, right?
Yeah, no.
In terms of jerseys to the rafters.
Why am I blanking on? No Michael Kempney?
No.
Yeah.
I like Kemps, but no.
Yeah, he was a great addition. No. We really
I mean, you
want to
throw Jonas Siegenthaler up there, too?
Oh, listen. We should never have gotten rid of him. You want to get me on that train? Madison Dowie?
One of my favorites. I mean, his jersey's not going to get retired, but one of my favorites, Biggs. Jay Beagle.
All time.
Brett Connolly, too. I love Brett Connolly.
If you put it to the vote of the fans,
yeah.
of the
oh, real, they'll vote everybody.
Of the real Caps fans? No. Yeah. If of real Cavs fans, Jay Beagle would be 1-1.
I love Beagles.
Everybody loves Beagles. He's
right?
such a good dude.
Right? Love Beagles. All right. Anyway, so we expect, again, want to caution everyone. Don't know. I have not talked to anybody on the inside. I just don't play that game. I don't want to bother people. But we expect TJ Oshie is going to announce his intention or his plan to retire. And then also talk about his upcoming documentary, this which comes out, I think it's this weekend, right in time for Father's Day, which you all should go out and get your hands on, and I can't wait to see it. Also, we mentioned, start of this hour, Garbs!
Yes.
Jack Adams, winner, Coach of the Year. Congratulations to the NHL Coach of the Year in year number two.
Great reveal, too, if you saw the video.
It was tremendous. Monumental did a tremendous job. If you have not seen the video, Monumental's got it, obviously, Monumental Sports
Network. On their channels, NHL's put it up.
You're going to see clips of it all over the place. As soon as I saw it on Saturday morning, I'm not good at this stuff. I'll admit I'm a big emotional teddy bear
yeah.
when it comes to... when it comes to family, when it comes to celebrating cool stuff like that, whether
Absolutely.
It's a Stanley Cup, whether it's a Coach of the Year, Player of the Year, MVP, whatever it might be, the way Monumental and Zach, I think Zach kind of ran point on that. Maybe Ted was involved. I don't know, but Zach was certainly there that day.
Yeah, Zach's very involved now,
and super involved. The way they put that together, to bring his kids out first with his wife and the trophy from the National Hockey League. So cool. And then the second layer was, oh, mom and dad are here. I think it's mom and stepdad and stepmom and whatever.
Family.
There were two sets of parents, right? I'm not sure if one of them were his in-laws. I can't remember. And then other members of the family, right? And as Carbs is kind of tearing up and emotional, he's like, oh my God, how did you guys get here? How did you do all this? Like, he had no clue.
Idea.
And then he starts running down, like, people from all over the place, Chicago, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the state of Washington, British Columbia, I believe.
With the South Carolina Stingrays.
Yeah, the South Carolina Stingrays. I can't do a good Carbs. Danny can.
Does a great Carbs.
I can't. But Spencer Carberry, listen, I have no idea where his coaching career goes from here.
Hopefully it's nowhere for a while.
Well, yes. Hopefully it's to hoist a much bigger and more important trophy ahead. I will say this. I wasn't sure if all the buzz that I heard was actually true. And
legit,
if he was going to be this new age thinker and communicator and organizer and leader and all of that. I wasn't sure, right? You heard a lot of things for a number of years about Spencer Carberry, if you were paying attention, both when he was in the organization and especially when he was out of the organization with Toronto as an assistant. But I heard a lot of those same things about Todd Reirden. And Todd was a nice guy. I'm not here to crush Todd, but I heard a lot of those same things. I heard also some not so nice things about Todd before he got the job. But you get the point, right? The point being is you hear a lot of nice things about a lot of nice people or about a lot of good people. They don't always fulfill that promise. They don't always fulfill not legacy, because legacy is what you leave behind, that anticipation
to the hype.
Live up to the hype or the expectation, right?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty safe to say through 2 years. Now, again, long way to go. Got to figure out a lot of things. I think it's pretty safe to say everybody that was chirping on Spencer Carberry.
Yeah. Either
they got it right.
Probably a Maple Leafs fan.
They got it right.
Yeah. It's just you can tell. I feel like you can tell after a year, like, if or what you're hearing, like, you can parse through what is true and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after year one with Carberry, there was a lot of promise. There were, I mean, obviously additions that needed to be made and holes that needed to be filled. But Chris Patrick and Brian McClellan did a great job of that going into the offseason.
Tremendous.
And coming into this year, like, Spencer Carberry proved yet again, like, because I feel like there was an argument that he could have won the Jack Adams last year by dragging that old lineup to the playoffs and promptly getting swept, but he got them there. So it's well-deserved. I'm very excited for him. I'm very happy that his family and he were able to celebrate it. I'm glad Joe B and Monumental like sprung it on him like that. It was a great video. They did a great job. Congrats to Spencer Carberry.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Winning Coach of the Year, the Jack Adams Award, you know, unfortunately, sometimes they go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And things don't work out, right? Because of retirement, trades, free agency, what have you. Sometimes you can make it to the conference finals 3 years in a row and still get your ass fired.
Yep.
DeBoer, okay? But I think it's safe to assume. I would be stunned if Spencer Carberry isn't here at least two more full years.
Something would have had to have gone wrong.
Yeah. And on top of that, remember, after this upcoming year, regardless of what happens this year, there's going to be a natural kind of almost letdown regression, what have you, because Alex is retiring and maybe John Carlson's retiring too. Or maybe John Carlson's not coming back because his contract is up and he's going to be 36.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to be shedding a bunch of salary, but they're going to be losing a lot of talent. So that could easily work out one way or the other, right? We'll see the plan, whatever. My point is I think Spencer Carberry's here for at least two more years, and I'd probably say I feel pretty good about three more years, but who knows? But more importantly, I think just the sense that I got being around that team, not on a daily basis, I've never traveled with them, but being around them more at the end of the season and throughout the two-round run of the playoffs, mm-hmm. and getting to talk to Spencer before this season one-on-one for, I don't know, 10 minutes at a social event that we were at and getting to know him a little bit, I'd be very, 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 very surprised if Spencer Carberry, A, doesn't win this award again, or B, and more importantly, doesn't lift the Stanley Cup. I mean, Max, you might not know this about me because I don't know how much we've talked. You guys out there know this about me. I'm not Mr. Coach. Like, mm-hmm. I don't give the credit to the coaches and the blame. I'm pretty consistent. Like, players deserve most of the credit. Players deserve most of the blame. But I think Spencer Carberry is, I think he's pretty smart. I think he's got command of that room. I think he is an excellent communicator. I've seen it. You've seen it. The way he explains things. And he's contemporary enough. I'd be stunned if this winds up. Look, who knows if they'll ever win a Stanley Cup again. But I'd be willing to bet that he either wins another Jack Adams Award or he's only besting that by winning a Stanley Cup.
For sure.
And maybe that's too rich. Maybe that's too aggressive. I don't know. But if you ask me on June 9th, 2025, that's what I would say. Speaking of June 9th.
Happy 6-9 to all those who celebrate.
Continue. Yes. Minus 2 days was June 7th.
Yes.
That was Saturday. We were not on the radio then.
But
mm-hmm. the memories started flowing.
But you know what was today?
What's that?
One of the best days of my life. It was the Fountain Day, which is
why they chose
a la TJ Oshie.
June 9th.
But yeah, that I'll probably tell that story at some point today, but it was great night.
I want to spend a few minutes on the other side on
June
7th.
Let's do it.
Yes, granted, 7 years ago, but
man,
it will never, ever, 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 ever leave the old.
No, never.
Even when my ass is 6 feet under, which I'm not planning on doing that, by the way. It's just something about laying with bugs.
Why do you care?
I do. I hate bugs.
All right. Well, you won't care.
But I love June 7th, and we will come back and revisit a little bit of that. Not a lot, a little bit of that. Then we'll get into the top 10 Roto World GM list after, say, 2:35-ish on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this Zorba the Greek?
That's right.
Athen the Greek sent this to us.
He sure did.
He also says Sydney Sweeney's your girlfriend?
I wish, brother. Yeah, and Terry McLaurin is a Steeler and he's a Charger and yeah.
I see you. I see you, Max. You've been moving up. You extricated yourself from midday radio to get to mid-morning radio?
Yeah.
To work double shifts?
Maybe even early morning radio at some point in the future.
To hang out with Sydney Sweeney.
God, I'm trying like hell. If anybody knows, get me in contact.
You know what it is, Max? It's all those paychecks that you're reeling in.
Listen, man, the Texas Rangers can't stop giving me money.
Neither could the Toronto Blue Jays, the Washington Nationals, the New York Mets, the L.A. Dodgers, or any other team you've been a part of.
I think I'm doing pretty great.
I think you're doing.
Sydney, hit my line.
I think you're doing much better than I am. All right, June 7th was Saturday, and it was the seven-year anniversary of...
Can't remember. I forget.
I don't. You know why?
I'll never forget.
You know why? Because I was there.
Yeah?
That was, I mean...
I don't know what experience I would trade it for. Because, like, there was so much that... Being in this city when it happened was a celebration. I've never seen a celebration like that before
so
in my life.
So it's interesting that you say that, because I've seen all... I mean, so many times the television coverage... of stuff that I didn't get to see until well after the fact because, again. But I would say this. I did get to experience when the Nationals won the World Series, granted in Houston. I was at Nationals Park.
Yeah, for working the watch party.
For the watch party and then walking up Half Street and all that. I mean, it was great. It was crazy. I don't know what else. I don't remember what else happened in the rest of the city, but it was not like what happened outside of Capital One Arena and in Chinatown.
It was awesome.
As the buildup to the Stanley Cup Final and
pure
the
bedlam.
Championship 7 years ago. You know, it's hard to believe it's 7 years ago.
Makes me feel old.
And obviously, they've now only won one playoff round since then and lost a bunch and really haven't come close. Mm-hmm. And you hope that Alex doesn't retire with just one. But if he does, at least they had one and one magical run. And I'll just say this. I remember a conversation that CK and I had at the end of the regular season that year and before the playoffs started. And he said, because I wasn't doing a daily show at that point. He was like, hey, do you want to cover the Capitals in the playoff run? He goes, you know, might not last long, but you love hockey, you know, chance for you to get some hours and contribute and, you know, whatever. I said, sure. I said, in my mind, I was like, maybe they'll make a long run. I don't think I said that to him, but I said, sure, absolutely, I'll do it.
Who knows?
And the next thing I know, I'm over at MedStar Capital's Iceplex covering every practice, in the locker room, talking to the guys, bing, bang, boom, whatever. Go to games one and two. And they lose both in overtime, blowing two-goal leads. And
was that game two?
Philip Grubauer was benched midway through game two for Braden Holtby. They bring in Braden Holtby. They still lose game two.
Mm-hmm.
They had two goal leads in games one and two and lost both at overtime, both at home, and went to Columbus down 0-2, and not a soul in the world gave them a chance.
None.
Not a soul in the world. Not a lot of people gave them a chance before that series.
Yeah.
And they almost lost in the first overtime, right? Post when puck went off the post.
Yep.
And then Lars Eller bangs one home in double overtime in game three. And I don't want to say they never looked back from there, because there were bumps in the road where they could have easily lost or what have you. But as much as you probably can, they never looked back from there. They won game three, double overtime, game four in Columbus, game five in overtime on a Saturday afternoon at Cap One Arena. Nick Backstrom with the game-winning goal. They won game six on a Monday night in Columbus in regulation to close out that series. Barry Trotz tells John Tortorella, I'm getting fired, or at least that's what we think he said. And he turned out to pretty much be right. And they go and beat Pittsburgh only after losing game one to the Penguins. I'll remember this because I was there. It was night one of the NFL draft. They lost game one of the Penguins without Evgeny Malkin.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost at home. And I was like, oh. And I had picked the Capitals to win that series. Why? Because I thought, not because I thought the Capitals were so good, but because I thought the Penguins were exhausted from winning two Stanley Cups in a row,
yeah,
and having to keep climbing that mountain. And as it turns out, I obviously, because Nets saw game six, so on and so forth, everybody knows. And then people forget they were up 2-0 in Tampa. They won the first two games on the road in the conference finals and then lost the next three. And then where I think it all changed for good for me, I don't know about you, Max, it's a Monday night, game six of the Eastern Conference Finals. They were down 3-2. They had lost three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So one win away from elimination. By Tampa. And I know I said on the radio, I said, I think there's going to be a very, very, very nervous crowd, and I was not anticipating a strong home ice advantage, and boy, was I ever wrong. That crowd was filthy that night from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington just played about as textbook of a game as you can possibly play, and they shut them out 3-0. And they forced a game. Remember, Ovechkin scored in the first minute of a game seven of game seven in Tampa after Wilson laid out, I forget it, who it was, Yanni Gourde or somebody like that, at about the 3rd. And Burakovsky, oh, that's another name we didn't bring back, retire his jersey, scores
yes.
games goals two and three, and it's off and running to the Stanley Cup final. And then they lost game one. Remember? They lost game one. And
yeah.
then they never lost again.
Well, that... Game two was, I mean, the save.
The save.
When the save happened, that's when I was like, oh, I see.
Hello there. Games three and four at Capital One Arena, the only two games played at C1A in the series.
Game four was insane.
I mean.
Dude, I was shocked the building didn't fall down because we were outside.
Yeah.
We were. The ground was shaking.
Berserk.
It was nuts.
Berserk. And me and Tom Daly, who's one of your predecessors,
mm-hmm.
I guess, we were both covering the game, and there was so much media that they put us in the 400s
in
a makeshift media section. So we were actually out in the crowd.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's so cool.
And I remember Joe Gibbs was there and to do the, you know, and Devontae Smith-Pelly just would not stop scoring, and I was there for all of it, and I loved it. And then off to Vegas for game five. And I remember real quickly, because we got a break, I remember me thinking, you know what? They're going to come back and win this series in game six, do it at home. That'll be awesome. But they're not going to win game five. Vegas is desperate. And Vegas played, you know, pretty good game. I mean, I was back and forth. But I remember that day when I got to the Arena District in Vegas, there were so many Capitals fans there.
Mm-hmm.
And then pregame warmups, you saw them all down near the ice, like
it was packed.
3,000, 4,000 Caps fans, because they were all buying the tickets that the Vegas Golden Knight fans had bought but were selling to make up for the cost of a long playoff run in the expansion year.
Yeah.
Right? And so all these Caps fans are there. And throughout the game, you could hear Caps, you know, chants and all of that. And then for Jacob Vrana with a snapshot, top shelf, past Marc-Andre Fleury to get the scoring started.
Down the 1-0
off the left wing, midway through the second, and then Ovechkin to answer right back on the power play moments after the Vegas Golden Knights tied it. And then
Nate Schmidt, again, former cap.
And then Devontae Smith-Pelly, and then Lars Eller. And just real quick, we're open air press box in Vegas, and I remember trying to, with hold 1.5 seconds left as Jay Beagle comes out for that final, and I'm trying to record it, right? And my hands were shaking. Literally, they were shaking because A, I didn't want to screw it up. B, because I was so nervous and emotional and whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just one of the best experiences I've ever had. And I remember after going down on the ice and interviewing Ted and TJ and Brett Connolly and Alex and Barry Trotz and Tom Wilson, getting a hug from Tom, because we had developed a good relationship because of my son. I just remember going back upstairs after the celebration, whatever, and the press conferences and with the Stanley Cup and all that. And I'll wrap this up. I got to host the post game show with the late great Pete Medhurst. Pete was back here, and this was at 106.7 at the time because the company didn't own 980 at the time. But that was just cool. We did 3 hours roughly of post game. Me from T-Mobile Arena. And so long so that they started turning off the lights. And Pete back here. And then that kicked off a 7-day stretch, of which we were 24/7.
Nonstop.
All local, all the time, all the way through the parade and then some that night. Which, in the parade, that was a Thursday night that they won it. The parade wasn't until Tuesday morning. So actually it wasn't 7 days. It was 6 days. I mean, but all might weekend, 24 seven. Hours. I mean, just straight through.
Yeah.
And it was just the coolest week. It was just, and the parade was awesome. Beautiful weather. None of this violence and chaos.
There was violence, but it was only because of the sun that was violent towards me.
The sun monster?
Yeah, it gave me sun poisoning. That was great. But it was well worth it, all for a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, we had to sacrifice you, Ginger.
I had to be red to rock the red.
There you go. The hair wasn't enough. Anyway, those were the memories that I had. We got to take a time out because we're way late, as usual. If you want to share a good memory or two on the other side of something happened, you told us a little bit about the ground shaking and all and being outside of Capital One Arena, but you mentioned the fountain, right?
I haven't even touched that.
So I did not go to the fountain. You did?
Kind of. We'll talk about it.
All right. We'll do that next on the team. We'll get to the Roto World thing. Just hang tight. We'll get to that. I promise. On the other side, it's okay. It's all right. Everybody will survive. Adam Peters wasn't ranked in the top 10. Maybe he should have been. Maybe he shouldn't have been. But we'll wrap it up on the Stanley Cup celebration. Granted, 7 years later, but with TJ Oshie perhaps retiring, back at the fountain, back in Georgetown and all. Mad Max's story next on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny that you play this song.
You know why?
Because
I play
every
the song.
Time I hear this song,
yeah,
what does it remind you of?
It's the Stanley Cup video. Like, I'll never not think about that video, and I'll also never not probably tear up listening to this song now because of the memory associated with it.
I have shed so many freaking tears. The emotions of every year.
Yeah.
Whoever wins the Stanley Cup, I cry. Like a little baby.
Buddy of mine posted the video again, and I watched it on Saturday morning, and I was like, oh, damn. And then I felt it, like, in the back of my skull, I guess. And I was like, oh, here it comes. Bam. It's just every time I hear this song.
And I remember
the celebration.
Watching it again, or maybe it's when it debuted. I can't remember. When they raised the Stanley Cup banner and had the Stanley Cup, back at Capital One Arena in October to open up the NHL season. Because, with the team winning on the road, home fans, that was the celebration for home fans inside the arena.
Yeah.
Now, there was also lots of other celebrations. One was at the Fountains a couple of days after in Georgetown when, of course, Ovechkin went swimming and other things happened. And Max, you were there or you were not
there? Kind of, sort of. So I had seen the videos of them going ballistic in Georgetown. I was like, This is something that happens like once in my life. I need to A, find out where they are, and B, be there.
Mm-hmm.
So the evening rolled around. My parents were out somewhere, so I had a free rein of a vehicle, which was plus for 17-year-old me.
probably not what they wanted to hear.
Well, it was fine because they had known. But yeah, so I DM'd a couple people. I forget exactly who, but it was somebody with the Washington Post. It wasn't Sam Pell, because shout out her. She was the beat reporter during that time. Or was it Isabel Khachoudian? I don't remember.
It was Isabel.
Okay, yes, it was. See, you'd remember. But the point is, so I was asking around, and they were like, all right, they're at Cafe Milano in Georgetown. So I said, okay, bet. So drove down there, booked it as quick as I could. It was a rainy night, and there were thunderstorms, so people were huddled under trees, and I drove past the restaurant, and there were a bunch of people outside. Now, it was packed inside because it was... I think it was like a Saturday night or something like that. So, but we go up, or I'm alone. I rock up solo and just start talking to a bunch of people, and they're like, yeah, they're up there. They're having a party and whatever. So we're all kind of standing outside the restaurant, and there is these big glass windows, and you can see them walk downstairs, and they're drinking out of the cup behind the bar and doing the whole bit, and they're having a grand old time. So they go back upstairs, and eventually, I forget who it was. I think it was TJ. But he like walks up to the window with the Stanley Cup and like starts hoisting it in the air, and everybody is outside cheering. And there's this little awning. So they opened up the window, walked out onto the awning, and started like leading chants and stuff like that. And everybody was going nuts. Eventually, though, it boiled over so much that they were like, you know what? Why don't we just go downstairs and go outside?
Bleep it. Let's go for a swim.
Yeah. So they brought the cup down, and like people kind of crowded near the door, and TJ just passed it off to a random fan. And the keeper of the cup was behind him, just kind of like watching. Like you could see he was really anxious. Mm-hmm. But like everybody's passing it around, and eventually like this guy's holding it, and he looks at me and hands it to me. And oh yeah,
wait, the fan handed you the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
No way.
We were all holding on to it like above our heads. Like everybody was trying to hold it, grab it, touch it.
Wait, like, so you had both hands on the cup, like above your head?
Not only did I have both hands, but the guy who was handing it to me kind of like brought it down. I was like, what are you doing? And he looks at me, he nods, and I was like, oh, it's happening. So yeah, the cup falls towards my face. My lips may or may not have touched it. And we all like, yeah, went absolutely bananas. It was a really cool night.
Oh my goodness. Something I'll never forget. I had no idea about this. Do you have pictures?
I've got pictures and videos. Some of them are from my phone. Others are not, because my phone did die that night. But I mean, I gave a couple people my number that night, and they sent me more videos. So yeah, I've got a whole bunch from then.
You got to show me this.
Yeah, Jacob Vrana came down. He was the drunkest man I've ever seen.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah, it was the tattoo photo where he is wearing a short sleeve shirt and he's lifting the short sleeve to show off the tattoo that's on his wrist.
Right.
But yeah, he was like, how do I get back upstairs? And so, yeah, everybody was like, come here, we'll take pictures and then we'll get you inside.
Oh.
So yeah, you can see in the picture, the lights are on, no one's home.
Wow.
It was, one of the best nights of my life. I'll never forget it.
That is so cool.
Some kid got TJ Oshie's hat and
so
immediately ran away with it.
So I will say this just real quickly. I mean, obviously I'm not, I had the thrill of a lifetime, the honor of a lifetime to be there and cover that and all that stuff. I've gotten two nights before after game one and before game two in Vegas, the NHL had a media party in which the Stanley Cup of course was at, and we got a chance to take pictures with the Stanley Cup, and they said you can't hold it. You can't hold it.
Damn.
I was able to kind of give it a little hug.
Mm-hmm. Little one arm.
Yeah. You know.
You were hover handing.
And that was a bigger me, right? So it's not a picture that I'm like super proud of because, I'm.
Oh, yeah. And I was like just I'm about to turn 18, so I was super skinny and I looked great. It was, yeah, it was a good time for me.
There was also another event in October at MGM that the Stanley Cup was at and got to do that again. That was a much better picture. But again, did not get to lift it. In 1995, I was an intern at WFAN in New York.
Hell yeah.
The New Jersey Devils had won the Stanley Cup
mm-hmm.
and brought the cup into the radio station.
Oh, that's sick.
I got to like touch it, but not lift it. Like touch, like hold on, like on mm-hmm. to the base.
Yeah.
But not lift it. So you got to
hold
the Stanley Cup with both hands.
And then have it lowered towards my face to kiss it.
And then over your head, kind of over your head again.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
1% of 1% of 1% of people can say that.
Yeah. You know how Jeffrey Lurie referred to the Tuck Rule as a certain event that happens to teenagers?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think I need to
go any further, but it's definitely something that may or may not have happened.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, good hour revisiting how fun that summer was.
It's what I live for.
And what that moment was like. And we tied it in, obviously, with Spencer Carberry winning Coach of the Year, and as well TJ Oshie, who's going to announce at 5:30 today something. We don't know exactly
it's
what.
It's special. We don't know.
It's special. We think we know what it is, but
pretty sure.
With all due respect to TJ Oshie, we want him to make the official announcement. And again, I think it'll be a joint announcement. That's my speculation. Don't know. But that's my speculation. But for anybody going out there, should be a blast. TJ is awesome. The weather is, it's warm, but it's not bad. I don't think it's going to rain. So it should be a lot of reminiscing and a lot of fun and a chance to maybe say goodbye and thanks to one of the greatest capitals that there has been. All right, hour number three, straight ahead on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Where did Adam Peters rank amongst NFL general managers? We'll tell you. And maybe you will have the reaction that some Commanders fans had. We'll explain next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.